Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Tomorrow, NATO leaders meet in Vilnius, the Lithuanian capital. Ahead of the meeting, it seems Ukraine is increasingly pessimistic about its prospects of joining the military alliance. Reports suggest the US and Germany are not willing to support Ukraine's membership while the war is ongoing. So where does that leave Ukraine's ambitions and military prospects? Well, we're joined now by the BBC's Ukraine correspondent, James Waterhouse. And James, you're welcome to the programme this afternoon. Can you remind us firstly, although perhaps it's self-evident, why exactly Ukraine is so keen to join NATO?
Well, the most simple and obvious reason is its own security guarantees, because Article 5 of this agreement between NATO members involves an attack being on one being seen as an attack on all. So if Ukraine had been a member before 2014, before Russia annexed Crimea, for example, then the 30 other members would have come to its aid. Mm. That, of course, has not happened. And Ukraine has long had a political will. The majority of the population want Ukraine to be both members of NATO as well as the European Union. So this is why Ukraine has long wanted to join. Back as far as 2008, the alliance said Ukraine would be allowed to join. But the age-old problem for Kyiv is that they've never been told when. There's been no itinerary on that. And President Zelensky has grown increasingly frustrated. It will be discussed in Vilnius tomorrow. But the reason why countries like the US and Germany, as you say, are hesitant is that they are concerned of a further escalation by Russia, in that it would put the alliance in direct confrontation with Russia, which is a nuclear superpower with one of the biggest militaries. What Kyiv will say is, look, they couldn't even take all of our country. We're seeing through numerous reforms in the hopes that we'll join the EU and NATO one day. What is there left to be afraid of?
Mm. And yet, as you say, the soundings from the US in particular, not great, are they? Joe Biden, what has he been saying?
He basically says talks about this are premature, which will be hugely frustrating for President Zelensky. But what we are seeing in tandem with that is a continuation of Western support for the Ukrainian war effort. Cluster bombs are the latest weaponry, ammunition to be provided to Ukraine. More than 100 countries have agreed to ban their use because of the way they indiscriminately harm civilians. Russia have used them endlessly in this conflict. But what the West has always done, even before the invasion, is try to cool talks of Ukraine joining NATO, but trying to help in other ways. Kyiv's been frustrated in the past of the speed in which that help has arrived, but I don't think any Ukrainians were under the illusion that it would be anyone other than themselves fighting their continued war against Russia.
And on that point of cluster bombs, what do you think the prospects are of those being supplied to Ukraine by the US?
Well, we see NATO members and Western allies look for political cover when it comes to providing lethal aid to Ukraine. We've seen that with long-range weapons. We've seen that with tanks, where there's been a bit of tiptoeing around, and then a major player like Russia or Germany or the UK makes a bit of a leap, knowing the others will follow. I think given that Joe Biden has made this pledge, we will see them arrive. We've talked about the way they can target civilians. But I think this also shows the tactics Ukraine may be hoping to deploy, in that if they are hoping to spread them over a wide area across an established front line, that might be the way Kyiv sees as breaking the deadlock. But there are questions about this because, we've seen landmines extensively used, mostly by Russia, partially by Ukraine in some areas where civilians find themselves in harm's way. But I'm afraid that is a symptom of this war. The harming of civilians goes hand in hand with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
All right, we'll leave it there for this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. That's James Waterhouse, BBC's Ukraine correspondent.